So to be quite honest, I wasn't sure what my mandate is, Bichlal. But what I'll do is I'll simply present a number of aspects of Hilchos Brachos. The halachas of Brachos are, to my mind, more complicated than Yerodea, and probably more complicated than Hilchos Ribbis in many respects. The Gemara says that mi birchoso shel adam nikar im tam chochem hu im lav. Many years ago, I was 13 years old, and I met someone who later on became my Rebbe in high school, and later the entire biology department of Yeshiva University, Rav Moshe Tendler Zatzal, Chassan de Benesia. So he asked me at 13, he was in the cafeteria in YU, and then he asked me, what bracha do you make on Cheerios? I was eating Cheerios. So I got all flustered, and I told him, you make hamotzi. So he said, you're an Amoritz. Not just an Amoritz to Rabbanon, Amoritz to Aisa. That's what he told me. I suggest you learn Kesem Vorchim, and maybe you might have some, there might be some hope from you. He was a very lefum chufa shaveshta person. Bekitzer, so the I then proceeded to learn Kesem Vorchim, and then 6 months later, I came to him, and he tested me. And he said, now you're no longer an Amoritz d'Aisa. Now you're just an Amoritz d'Rabbanan. So, mi b'chesu shel adam nikar im tam v'chochem hu im lav, no question about it. And I see over the years a proliferation of all types of pamphlets, and now svarim baruch Hashem and hilchos brachos, and usually they contradict each other. Someone today asked me about the sugya of Keira in Andaf Lamed Vav. What bracha do you make on hearts of palms? I happen to like hearts of palms. That is, my wife sends me to purchase hearts of palms with a palm b'fam. And you can imagine that there's a machlokes. Usually people ask me, what's the minog in any issue? I tell them machlokes, because that's what Klal Yisrael is all about, machlokes. And almost always there's a basis for every opinion. And here also there's a big machlokes with hearts of palms, what bracha to make on it, bar pi adama, bar pi eitz, and yesh makom lukan ulukan. So, the Gemara says in Baba Kama Daf Lamed, the Gemara is a famous Gemara by way of introduction. Haiman, the boy, the Mebbe Chasido. The Gemara says, the Kayim Mila de Obis, the Kayim Mila de Nezikin, the Kayim Mila de Brachas. So clearly, Brachas are critical. I remember once, many years ago, I grew up in the Bronx. I don't know if you ever heard, there's a borough called the Bronx, Olav HaShalom. Anyway, so I think now it's being repopulated because there's no room left in New York for anyone to live, so people are now moving back to the Bronx. Anyway, so there was a Rav, his name was Rav Rabinovitz, a very chashuv Rav, and I davened in his shul, he had a shtibel. This goes back many decades ago, and at his Havaya, so they pointed out, but I saw it myself. Every time he made a bracha, he'd put on his hat to make a bracha, and the bracha was said with unbelievable kavana. I saw that myself. He's a European fellow. He actually wrote Ha'eros on the beginning of Shulchan Aruch and two rather heavy tomes, Avei Keres. But he was extremely medaktik when it came to making a bracha. I saw that as a youngster. I saw that Rabbi Badner, Shlita, whom I happen to know personally, was written many svarim for Blakewood, and wrote on Hilchos Brachos as well. And he has a hakdama there where he cites Rav Segal, the Manchester Shashiva, and he talks there about the din of Meir Brachos. I noticed actually that the Rambam quotes Halacha Meir Brachos. Rav Avadya Zatzal writes that he brings many rayas. It begins from the night before, Hayom Holech Achar Halayla, Vayer Vay Boker, and once you be medaktik on Meir Brachos, he used to count Meir Brachos. As they say in the Rambam as well. And I can't say I do that, but I had a Rebbe who was very medaktik on Meir Brachos, so it was this Rav that I just spoke about. Very medaktik on counting Meir Brachos, Hatzik Kimor, the Meir, the Rambam quotes in Perek Alvachos Brachos. He brings that actually to Halacha. And it brings to Yirah Shamayim. So there's no question, if one makes a bracha in an appropriate kind of way, that could lead to tremendous Yirah Shamayim. In the in Itchy, where I learned in Tavshin Lamed Aleph, a bit before your time, 1971, they used to say Aruchos Chaim after davening. That was a very popular thing. I don't know if it still takes place. So the Rosh in Aruchos Chaim, in one of the stanzas he writes over there, he quotes the Pesukim in Chumash, Mikol Machal Asher Yochel, Mikol Mashke Asher Yishoseh. He says, Al Tia, Beli Bracha, Tchila V'Soyv. I don't have his exact Lush in front of me, but one should always make sure you make a Bracha, and you should be Mechabein when you make the Bracha, and then Val Tia, Kimitz HaNoshim and Umada, The bracha should not be done in a mechanical kind of way. And he cites the pasuk in Tanakh, namely that b'diburam karov uvelibo rochot bimeni, as the Navi writes. So you have to concentrate on the bracha, and that's what I'm going to talk a little bit about, if you don't mind, just by way of hakdama to this entire topic. So the one actually who really probably is the best in this area, to my mind, my wife is a student of Hagoyin Hatzadik Rav Avigdor Miller's Chazak Livracha. She actually studied by him a number of years in Williamsburg. I don't mean Williamsburg, Virginia, but Williamsburg, there's another area. I think it's the Fuchsidim living there, I heard. Anyway, we used to go there to the Shabbos Laboratory on Lee Avenue. This goes back when we were children. Anyway, so she studied by him. And he is, as you probably know, he actually was Chayes of Anea. He had Chayes HaMesim in the last 5-6 years. All the Contrasim that are being published in Hebrew and English, he was out of commission for 45 years, almost 50 years. I heard him as a kid, you know, he was a little rugby in Brooklyn. He used to say 50 shurim a week on 10 Pesechtes, and he was an Iloi Otzim, a Sabotke Iloi, an American-born Sabotke Iloi. But he also was very into, you probably may have seen some of his English books. I don't know if anyone reads English or anyone reads Bechlal anymore. I don't deal with such people. Most of the people I deal with don't know, never saw a book in their life. Anyway, so they just see screams, Kol Hayom Kol Halayla. Anyway, so he wrote a lot about nature. He's actually well known for his, he has an entire series of books on science and nature. He wrote a whole chapter, maybe 30 pages on the apple, to appreciate what an apple is all about. And how to make a B'lev Shalem, a bracha on an apple. And so that is something which is very significant. It means we have to contemplate how the apple came to be and all the wonders of nature and the design of the fruit and the taste of the fruit. The way Tesis writes in Kesem Avochim and the bracha of Burn the Foshes Rabbis of Chasena. Tesis has a very unique pshat. And that's an incredibly strange bracha. Incredibly, I would say, out of the box kind of bracha, burn the first Shabbos v'chesveina, and alkom asher barasa. And Taisa seems to speak about a fruit that's unique, that's very miyuchad, in the oneg that it gives to a person, the tiny that a person has from it. I mean, the bracha kimat is impossible to deal with. It's one of the way the Rashi Ksubis writes about the Bechas Eres, and the same story with that bracha, and Rishonim have a lot to say about that particular bracha. What exactly a bracha that has so many themes is a besides being a bracha aruka, it has a lot of problematica halachically associated with that bracha. So Tesis brings that idea that you have, let's say, maybe I'll talk about it. I happen to like, people ask me, sometimes people who make aliyah, I just recently came to Eretz Yisrael 29 years ago, so I'm called a greener. Anyway, so they asked me, is anything missing in Eretz Yisrael? So I said, no. I said, well, how could you possibly say that? They don't have Macintosh apples. That's what they told me. So I said, but it's against the pasuk, what you just said. The pasuk in the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, when the Torah describes in Pashas Eked Barichus, the beauty of Eretz Yisrael, it said, Lo sechsa kol ba, nothing is lacking. Eretz Asher Abaneh Barzel, Me'areh Tachzer Necheshes, Ve'achaldo V'savata, Ve'achdes Hashem Elokecha, Alotz HaTevesh Nenos Aloch. It said, but Rashi Rav, they don't have Macintosh apples. Lachamol, they just seem to be on this Macintosh apples. Anyway, so what I did was I called a chaver of mine who's come to Eretz Yisrael, and he bought a whole suitcase of Macintosh apples. So in order to be, I've done this twice, actually. I did it once with the Rebbe in Kerem Yavna many, many years ago. He lived here for many years. He didn't leave Eretz Yisrael. I have a brother who lives in Chadera. He doesn't leave Eretz Yisrael either. He didn't come to my chasana because he wouldn't go to Tumas Eretz Ha'am in Mishum Panu Ba'ifin. And my other brother, Abaron David, so he asked Abel Yashiv for Rishus, for permission to leave Eretz Yisrael. Luckily, he gave him permission. But the other one didn't ask, and therefore he said, you can't go to Tumas Eretz Ha'am. I always quote Rabbi Nebenzel, who told me many years ago when he went to Chutzaros, he was honored by Yeshivat HaKotel, and they were to say Peter in his honor, and they also were able to raise a fair amount of money from Talmidim. Then, so he left on Tzoy Shabbos, and then come back on, the dinner was on Sunday night, then right away he went straight to the airport, and then came back on Monday, and I called him up, Yad, on Monday, as soon as he arrived. And I said, Rav, Eichal Yabikur. So he told me, Rav David, Eima speak mikvaot be'eretz Yisrael l'taher otim u'tumat eretz amim. It's something that most people here will not be able to appreciate, but this is Matim, Urim Madron, Misha Amram. Okay, so the apple, going back to the apple, Rabbi Avigdor Miller's apple. So the apple has a very significant, shall we say, not just history, but also a lot of science associated with it. So part of Hilchos Brachos is having appreciation of the creation of Hashem Yisbarach, and a lot of it has to do with Hakaras HaTov, the Gemara in Bava Kamma, the Gemara in Achevel, that the Gemara says, Bira Tishasis Be'maya Loshoda Be'narga. The Gemara says that if you have, don't throw stones into a well you drank from. And Rashi over there on the spot, it's actually a comment that's not only made by Rashi, but by many Rishonim. Rashi always refers to the ore that was able to be made again on Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu did not carry out the first two makas of Dam and Tzvadea. It was done by Aaron HaKoyin. So that's the idea. Emor el Aaron, Hache Safar Oz, V'hoyo L'chinim Chalaretz Mitzvayim, and V'asuchin HaChatumim B'lodeyem, L'otzi HaSakinim L'yechol, V'ati HaKinim B'adam HaVaimah. So this is the Chovah of Hakar Satov, which is basically the idea of a bracha, which is the Yisod of Bracha, based on this notion of Akaras HaTov, which the Chovah Salbobos writes, is a tashtit of Kol HaMidot. Without Akaras HaTov, literally one is not just lacking, one is lacking in the very Menschlichkeit, and if there's an obligation to show Akaras HaTov to water, to sand, to inanimate objects, so the Ramban writes four categories, and Chumash Ramban has Domim Sameh Chai Medaber, writes it many, many times, and so clearly, Kal V'chaim, B'menoshe Kal V'chaim, to B'menoshe L'olam, the ultimate benefactor. And usually a young child, that's what we teach young children when they're very young. That's what we should be mechanic young children. They say thank you to their parents, especially if they instruct them to do so. And hopefully a person grows in wisdom, grows in experience, grows in maturity. His appreciation for the world deepens, and his expressions of gratitude are no longer done by rote, but they're done in a more thoughtful, contemplative kind of fashion. So my father used to point this out all the time. I actually just looked it up before a few moments ago. I looked at three different Sidurim in English to see how they translate Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. Two of them translated as Praise You Hashem, and the other one was actually of a similar nature. I jotted that down for myself. And of course, that translation is completely wrong, Me'atcholah Nasof, totally illogical, and it's against all the Rishonim, against the Rashba, against Abin Abachai, against Kimat, the Rova Rishonim. The word Baruch HaTov means Hashem is the wellspring of Bracha, that Hashem is the source of everything. And I think he says, Abin Abachai, that's a sefer that must be studied very carefully, not just the Karakemach, but let's say start with Abin Abachai LaTerah. We should start with that, go through it very, very carefully. That's, of course, after you learn Rashi and Ramban. So he writes that bracha is connected to the idea, if I have a makor, a bracha, something which is brechas mayim. A brechas mayim is essentially an area of water, which is obviously a source of water that sustains, like a kind of mayim chayim. So the idea that Ribbono Shel Olam, we know that it says Siman Hei and Shel Olam, that but it defines the Shemus of Hashem. That's what I heard Rav Soloveitchik a number of times comment on Adon Olam. The reason why we begin every day with Adon Olam, I'm trying to convince, I have associated with a certain shul here, Beis Tfila. Anyway, so I'm trying to convince them, they have a certain, they have an Hoga, that was a Rav, and Adon Gadol, Yotzai was just the other day, HaGoyin of Chaim Zev, in other words, that's all. So they don't sing Adon Olam after davening, except on Yom Tov, because they have some digging that they like. And therefore they sing that nigin, that's why I say Adon Olam. Adon Olam should be said every single day, both when I begin and when I end. Soloveitchik had a lot to say about this topic. But the others explained that Adon Olam, this is what he pointed out as well. Why do we start the day with Adon Olam? Because I have the Shemus of Hashem. Siman Hei and Shul Nor tells you have to know what the Shemus of Hashem are. Now it could be that if I have Kavanah the Chatzilah at that point, Adon Olam, the Rav said a whole shiur on the, it's actually printed, it's published, and Avraham Avinu was the first one to recognize Hashem as the Adon, namely when he said, Adnus Elokim Bamayda Ki Roshena, and the word Adon means Hashem is the proprietor of the universe. He's the balabas of the entire universe on Rosh Hashanah night. This is the only change I made in the shul in the last 3.5 years, that they say the David, which is said on Rosh Hashanah night, I think I imagine you probably say it also, it's an Ashkenazi practice, a Sephardic practice, right after Shemoneh Esrei, to say the Dabi Mizvah Hashem Aretzim Loa. So they said it before Kaddish. And so that's the only change I made after Kaddish. And they went absolutely, they have apoplexy. They have apoplexy on a lot of things. Okay, what else is new? Anyway, so the, but Adon Olam should be said the beginning of davening, the end of davening, because tefillah requires chizuk. That's also sugi and brachas. Rashi quotes the pasuk, Kavel Hashem Chazak, Yam Yisibach, Kavel Hashem, Briskorob, El Hol Shekulteria. And that what Rashi means, but the idea of Adon Olam, where Hashem is master, proprietor, legally, juridically, judicially, he owns the entire universe. That's what that mizmor says. Hashem haaretzim loya, tevel v'yosh v'yivah. Why? Because woman kind of b'shevachli. Kila yam yisodoh. and the like. So when you say the Shem Hashem, you have to be full, mindful of both meanings of his name. Elokim, of course, means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all-powerful. Elokim is Midas Hadin. That's all the Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rav Sadia Gaon, the Kuzari, the Ramban of Uchim, and Kemal every Rishon, the Bilezra. That's what they assume, the Rav Poshet, that in terms of the Shemus of Hashem, as I just described him. So Melech HaOlam means that Hashem place his gushpanka on this apple, on this Macintosh apple, to whoever eats it. And Bara Pirates means that, not that he created it, but rather he continues to create it. Well, the Balatanya has, HaMachadish V'chalim Tombid, Masiv Reishas. Rav Soloveitchik even said over once in the summer, in one of his joking moments, what's a well-known, I think he quotes it also, Rav Zevin, in his biography of Rav Chaim Briska, that the Balabas came to Rav Chaim and asked him, can I tell you over a Chakira? So he said, sure. And wedding, when a person gets married, is it a one-time thing, a chad pa'mi, or it's an ongoing basis? What do you think, said Rav Chaim? I think it's ongoing. So Rav Chaim said, you know, every chakir needs an afkamina. So he says, the Balabas was an afkamina. So he said, mazel tov, mazel tov, mazel tov, mazel tov, mazel tov, mazel tov. He continued for about 5 minutes. Anyway, so the you need essentially the idea that Hashem is v'chadish v'chadim tov, masivation is the sort of the Balatanya. He mentions it in the Svarim. I assume you all learned Balatanya. It's a very classic sefer. When I was in Itri in 1971, so I used to go to Motzei Shabbos. Hashiva was not happy about it. I left Motzei Shabbos at 12:30 and went to Rechob Balatanya in the Old City, that is the Meir Sharm area, and Rechob Balatanya, where there were Chabad Chosid. I had escaped from the yeshiva because there was a literature yeshiva. They didn't subscribe to this kind of business. Anyway, and there I learned the Tanya the entire night every Motzei Shabbos for a year and a half, as I was nervous as well. And then in the morning, they daven Vasika, and then they had the Breakfast of Champions, essentially kartoffel and mashke, potatoes, and shall we say, usually it was, most of the time they had, what do they call that? I'm not a mashke person. What do the Russians drink?
Vodka.
Vodka. It was basically vodka, and that's what I remember, vodka and potatoes. So I had the potatoes without the vodka. That was ongoing. So we finished the entire Tanya, and he has this yisod, very important yisod, HaMechadish B'chayim Tomei Masih B'reishis. Okay, so I'm just mentioning by way of Baruch HaTo Hashem. It doesn't mean to praise Hashem. That's a tos Shein Kamo. But that's I saw two of the three Sidurim translated. I don't have an article Siddur, so maybe I should have looked there, because that's already obviously Misinai. Anyway, so the just like Uncle is Misinai, they're also from Sinai. I don't have article. That's not part of my arsenal, part of my weaponry. By the time I finish the pages of Oscar, I could go through the Algamash in Texas. Anyway, so back to Lashon HaKodesh, because this is important in terms of halacha regarding Hilchos Brachos. If you look in let's start over here. And see, in Kuf Pei Hei, so in Kuf Pei Hei, actually, Kuf Pei Hei, Sif Aleph, this is the Mishnah Saita, Yadua, because I'm also Nemba, the Choloshin. And Rashi, the Mishnah Brua, rather, it tells you, "Uberachta b'chaloshin shatam b'varich, v'davka shemevim b'osu aloshin." And then he quotes the Bach. This is mitzad adin, the mitzvah benamuvcha bina davka loshin hakodesh. And then the famous sefer Achinuch, which is often quoted, kol azar b'brichas hamazon, mizonosim mitzuyos lo kol yom b'chavo. This Rav, the one I mentioned, Rav Rabinowitz, I also observed him. I davened in shul, and we had many shalshudas there. He never daven without a sitter, never bench without a sitter, never said a bracha without a sitter. Pili ploy. And then he quotes the famous Meister B'Sefer Chassidim. Meister B'Echad Shemeis, V'Nizgala B'Chalein B'Echad B'Kreva, V'Amala B'Chol Yom, Donu Nol Siyash L'Ishim Medakti L'Vorad Kol HaBrachas B'Kabon HaSalev. Wow, what a statement. So in Kuf Pei Hei Siv Aleph, this is also found several other times in Shulchan Aruch, in Simin, Reish Vav Siv Gimel. So Reish Vav Hichol Birchas HaPeros. Here again, the Mechaber says Kol Eilu HaBrachos. He tells you that Tzarech Lashmiel LaOznav Vimlo Ishmiel LaOznav Yotzom Ulvat Sheyotzi V'Sfasa B'Ne'amar M'Chol Oshem. Here also he tells you B'Chol Oshem. So again, the Mishnah Berurah besides Kuf Pei Hei, what we just mentioned, the Mishnah Berurah that obviously B'Chol Oshem is certainly acceptable, but far from being ideal. And this is also quoted, if I'm not mistaken, one other place. Where is that? Also in Shulchan Aruch. Siman Samach Beis. And the Halacha is a Kriya Shema. You also Sif Gimel Tzarech Lashmi Al Aznav Mashem Osim Bifiv. That's a sugi in Brachis. Vimloshmi Al Aznav Yatzo Ulvachi Yitzi Bisvasa. So here, the previous halacha in Beis Yochel Likreisa Kriyashma Bechol Lashem Bizoya Midibre Shibush. Shemalso lashon v'idaktik b'alkum b'alashon hakodesh. The Mechaber says, once you be medaktik in Kriyat Shema, that's the Gemara says, called a medaktik mitzanlo gehenim. So the Mishnah Berurah says, b'chol lashon v'davke shemeivim v'yisrael lashon. You have to understand that language. Hu adin b'tfila, b'chas hamozen, kiddush, b'chas hamitzvos, teirus v'halel, b'chol zeh mitzad adin. Avol mitzvah v'lamucha, once again, davke b'lashon hakodesh. Ken kras v'habach. I'm Bisifri Achreinim, the Biyamin Afni Saladin, Shizor, Shalakos, Veloshan Acher, Ki Veloshan Akodesh. Why? Ki ish kama bekama tebu she'enon yodim echla atikon. Vishinantam, many biurim, echel the Shon Limon, echel the Shon Chidod, Moshom Chazal, Umran Kedushin, Yibet Determ, Echodom Beficha, Mishal Chodom Dover, Altagami, Metomalo, Vichin kama bekama tebu she'bikuash she'enon yodim hate biur, Veloshan Acher, and he gives examples of Totophos. They translate that as frontlets. I'm not sure what that is. But anyway, you probably tell me. This is something which is a striking, very, very famous chiddush of Mishnah Berurah. They says it many, many times. That Lashon HaKodesh is the language of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So Rashi says, Safa Echas, Lashon HaKodesh. Ribbono Shel Olam speaks Shivan L'Shonus. But all of the language is only recognized by convention. And are limited to the country in which they're spoken. An Englishman traveling through France cannot say a bracha in English. It would not be answered with that bracha. That's exactly what Mr. Brewer here points out, and that's what I mentioned a moment ago regarding all the other places, Mr. Brewer, where he cites this halacha, very, very famous din. The Bi halacha actually, over there, I meant to cite it as well. He asked the kasha in this halacha, and he doesn't come to, again, to a positive maskana. But whatever the case is, ideally, is because I remember when I was you growing up, they had what they call that blue sitter, which is called, I used to call it Rosenkrantz and Guildenstern, but that's not what it's called. Actually, it's the Rosenbaum sitter. You wouldn't know what Rosenkrantz and Guildenstern is. You probably didn't grow up on Shakespeare. I did for bedtime reading. My father used to read either Shakespeare or Tanakh or Merchant of Venice. Anyway, because so the there is a point here that one has to be familiar with the language, but that does not apply to Lashon HaKodesh. That's the godless of Lashon HaKodesh, and that's what we have to try to, I imagine that's what the Gemara says in the Gemara in Sukkah, that's where we have to mechanech a child. I remember years ago, I told this to Rameh Lichtenstein. I'm very friendly with Rameh Lichtenstein. He lived next door to me in my former neighborhood. So he's a rav in a big shul over there, so one of Rabbi Lichtenstein's children, an absolutely outstanding person. So when he was 5 years old, I was in Abaron Shir. It was in the late 60s. So he used to come every Sunday to play baseball with his father. And he came with a bat and a cap. And he actually, his father spoke several languages because his father grew up in, for 1 year he lived in France. Therefore, he spoke French fluently. That's obvious. I'm just being cute. Anyway, so he spoke French and he spoke Yiddish and he spoke English. Well, that's the understatement of the year, if you want to call that English. But whatever language he utilized, it was some sort of English, the King's English, and Hebrew as well, obviously. Hebrew really at a very, very high level. So this Meir Lichtenstein, when he was 5 years old, used to speak every sentence had four languages in it. I got such a kick out of it. I reminded him of this. I'm slightly older than he is. Anyway, so he does remember that he had, shall we say, some confusion with reference to languages because his mother spoke in one language, the Rav's daughter, Tivar L'chaim Arukim, and Rabbi Lichtenstein spoke in either French or other languages. He wanted his children to be conversant with many languages. There's a minority view that questions our ability to translate the Hebrew text to brachas. I think the Aruch HaShulchan has a long arichas on this topic. Also, in that siman, I think in Samach Beis, he discusses that topic with reference to Kriyat Shema. And so he actually, also, he discusses also in Kuf Pei Hei, what I mentioned earlier. He has in both places, Yoch HaShulchan. Usually, when I need some bedtime readings, I read Yoch HaShulchan. He's like easy reading. I get a kick out of it. Anyway, so he has a very strong position regarding, he talks about the Reform movement. He goes into histrionics against the Reform movement over there. And because they wanted to, one of the things they wanted to do was basically to change Lashon HaKodesh to the vernacular. That was one of their, the joke is that first they eliminated One Yikum Purkan, and then the second one, and then we kind of possible. Vayimach Haskala Yikum Hashem Apri Adama. Anyway, so most Rishonim disagree and sanction the use of other languages of brachas. That's what the Mishnah Berurah writes over here. In both I just mentioned, in Tzavach Beis and Kuf Beis, Mishnah Berurah actually comments on both of this. Name, obviously, bracha b'loshen hakodesh is the ideal. That's the ideal, to make bracha b'loshen hakodesh. And Rav HaPoskim assumed that that's the way it's valid, even if you don't have no havana, you don't know what you're saying. And that's the derech that we should try to be mechanech children, loshen hakodesh. That's the Gemara. That's we're supposed to teach young children in Hebrew, teres yivul anamayshe, v'hoshe kilas Yaakov, teach them. Among the thousand reasons I made aliyah was in order to make sure that this Mishnah Berurah is in place. That's one of the, I have a thousand reasons. And this is one of the thousand reasons that to hear Lashon HaKodesh. I mean, one of the problems that we have with anyone who's in an American yeshiva, I happen to be in an American yeshiva, they're very fine young men. Really, they are. They're wonderful young men. They come 18 years old, they pay $30,000 a year for what? Mamish, I used to go for the geld in Gansin. And for one reason, they can't read a pasuk in Chumash, they can't daven properly. So what do they do all those years? So the Rabbeim, they're explaining to me, it's in order to bring them to Eretz Yisrael. So Hechatim said, to get to Eretz Yisrael. And then here, Baruch Hashem will engage in Hatzalah from every standpoint. But it's Chaval, that they don't have the ability to, even the place that's supposedly teaching Hebrew, Flatbush and Hamas, they already gave it up as well. They're Miyash. And that's very unfortunate. And so Mishnah Berurah, actually, as I said, even there's another place in Mishnah Berurah, if I'm not mistaken, but I am not. Besides Hilchos Tefillah, I'm not doing Hilchos Tefillah tonight. Right. I'm doing Hilchos Brachos, I'm sorry. Anyways, but in Kuf Tzad Gimel, here's another place. There's a reference to Berachas HaMazon. This also, maybe it's not here, I could be mistaken. Just one second. No, not mistaken. In Kuf Tzad Gimel, Siv Kod Nei Mishnah Berurah. The issue of Zimun, if you're Mesurif to Zimun or not, he quotes here based on the Mechaber. Mechaber says that you have two people, She'achu, so even though Bechas HaMotzi Poto Echad is Chaver, Mitzvah Lecholek, She'bar Kolecha Bechas HaMotzi L'atzmo, Bemed Bamavurim, when both know how to make Bechas HaMotzi. Mechad Yodea, V'Sheni Yodea, B'Varech Yodea, V'Yotzi HaSheni, Im Meibin Loshen HaKodesh, Elet She'odea L'Varech. He knows Lashon HaKodesh, but he doesn't know how to make a bracha. V'tzorach l'chavi mila b'mila chal mashi omar. So Mishnah Berurah says on that, in Siv Kodin Hei, ulufi zeh ha'noshim yivarach l'atzman, hu adin am ha'orek she'enu me'evim b'chas ha'motzi, ha'motzi'o. V'yesh poskim sh'esom sh'v'lashon HaKodesh, yotzi yom dechavasa b'shmiya, al b'shenu me'evim ha'loshon, ma'ashen kem shal d'ashodos. Again, the same yisod that Mishnah Berurah said three other places, he says here in the fourth place, and therefore women, he writes, are yotzei, the chiyuv of shmiya, even though ainam avinas klal, I feel big kiddush who daraisa kuliyama, even women, yotze b'shmiya v'chinam be'aretz, mikol makom, better you should say mila b'mila, that's what generally is often. Okay, so this is a very significant aspect of Hilchos Brachos, and also actually has relevant, even though tefillin ne'emeres v'chaloshen, that's a Mishnah Tzaita that Rabbi Avraham is referring to, but again, but one has to be careful, even a bracha b'loshen HaKodesh requires also proper hachana of the prefix, of the suffix, that's also another very significant issue. And that's what I saw that in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, which is a sefer that's not, unfortunately, studied sufficiently, he writes over there, I think, Kuf Pei Hei. That's he writes over there, that the whole idea of a bracha is not just a mitzvah, but rather it's also hakara of the Kvot Shamayim, of the godless of Hashem Yisbarach. The person has no hasaga, what he's saying, so then the bracha really doesn't have any erech. What value does a bracha have? A person doesn't recognize what's behind the bracha, so every effort should be made, of course, to use the Hebrew language. But the ma'aseh, if you recite a bracha in another language, so of course, the halacha is yoyotzeh, it's halachically legitimate. And again, this is a very significant halacha. The Mishnah Berurah also mentions in, I think in Reish Vav, there the Mishnah Berurah also talks about the issue of hirhur. This, we have machlokes in the Gemara, all over Shas. Here Kediba Dami, here Lav Kediba Dami. But the issue, but about a bracha? Can I recite a bracha mentally? Is that such a thing? So here, in Reish Vav, Kalelu HaBrachos, Tzorach Lashmiel Doznov, in Hichos Berach Saferes, we just read that a moment ago, even though Ne'mar and Bechol Hashem. So the Mishnah Berurah here comments, it says, B'Svasov, Avol Imhira B'Liba Sabracha Lo Yotzah. You're not yet say a bracha behiru. That's what Mishnah Berurah writes. It has to be uttered by the movement of your lips, pronouncing each word. I was Zeche when I was in Eretz Yisrael in 1971-72, so I think I mentioned this actually. I saw this in the book recently, The Warmth of Radiance of Gedolei Yisrael. So he writes over there that Rav Shlomo Zalman, I heard him say brachas, literally mila b'mila. Hagain Rav Shechter Shlita, also, if you ever heard him davin, or often hear him say b'chas ha-bozen, or brachas, also mila b'mila. And that's the ideal, even though the Gemara has the sugi and brachas, the Gemara daf tesvav, the Gemara daf yutes, the Gemara, that's what I just discussed here in the Shulchan Aruch, all discussion. In Megillah, daf yutes, I think it's the brachas and tesvav. So where did the bracha has to be verbalized or enunciated in such a way that the Mavarach hears what he's saying, Shashmir the Ozno. So certainly you have to make a bracha b'kol, and again, that's a hero who certainly doesn't fit the bill. And according to Rav HaPoskim, if you don't enunciate the bracha properly with your lips, you may have to say the bracha again. I think that's on the Mishnah Berurah over there. Seems to Paskin and Reish Rav, I just read this halacha in Mishnah Berurah. There are situations where a hero actually can work. I'm talking about, let's say, God forbid, and this happens. The person is very sick. He has laryngitis, or he's somehow so tzarud b'kolo that he can't literally verbalize anything. And the Shulchan Aruch, actually, that's mentioned in Hilchos Kriyas Shema, in Samach Beis over there. That is quoted, actually, the halacha over there. There is such a din that's mentioned. Someone in that situation, in machmas choli, or onis acher, krok kriyas shema b'libo yatza. It's only in situation of choli, where a person has some sort of a machla, then you would be able to go ahead, and that's what Mr. Brewer here also points out. In general, he says, "Mhira belibo lo yatsa." The kaimel hira lav kedi b'dami. That's why we pass on the halacha. That machlokes hira lav kedi b'dami. But if let's say a person who was a chayla and now his situation improved, was remediated, and now he can actually say the bracha lichura, he should say the bracha again bepet. You should say verbalize it. And some, let's say, for example, a person davish when I said hira. Because he's a chayla. And now, let's say, his situation improved and it's still this matfila. So, bepashis, he should daven once again, shman esve, bepeh. That would be the proper thing to do. Because the Mishnah Berurah actually says here that that's kedai to do. You know, the issue that comes up, I think it's also mentioned as well. Let's say someone, they tell over Rav Chaim Volozhiner stories. I have a, you know, today everything is Sipuri Safta, so that's the whole world. That's why whenever I saw the Sefer, The Warmth and Radiance, so it sold pretty well, even though the Mechaber wrote one or two others for him that had Tochen to it. Those didn't sell Bechlal. But because Tochen, no one just said Tochen, it's the Sipuri Safta. It's the Velto Sipuri Safta, Nebuch. But okay, that's what we have to try to see if we've even carved them to Sipuri Safta. So the story with Abchai Balozhinim, he got thirsty in the middle of the night and he wanted to drink something, but the Tzar is there was no one to answer Amen to his Bracha. So, of course, Eliyahu HaNavi put on the scene, Baruch Hashem, and answered Amen to his bracha. And that's the issue. Someone who's thirsty in the middle of the night, and he has no, let's say, that's a lovely zogin from the sample of Negelvasa. He has no Negelvasa to go ahead and wash his hands. So, before he makes the bracha, so he should make sure to wash his hands first. Otherwise, midi the monkey, what the Gemara says, chalvidi the monkey. They should go ahead and do that, and either on the beged or on the wall. And that's possible. If that's not possible, so then, what should he do? Yivarech b'hira, as Azeh Shteh Mishabur. Let him break up b'racha b'hira. So only those circumstances where a person is a chayla, or this kind of situation, which is a matzav, not a chatchila, but if a person has a suffix, whether he made a bracha or not, the apostle would say, Yivarech b'hira, he has a whole tshuva, dying Weiss, Yitzhak Weiss, the dying from London, later became the dying of the Bedatz, of the Bezin of Yerushalayim. He has a whole tshuva on this topic, yeah. What was that?
Rav
Yitzchak Tuvia Weiss. Again, he actually spoke English.
In any case in which somebody is out there because of self brachas, you should, even if
you're
brachas, you should still say
the hearer. So, Al-Zeish that needs a whole discussion. Using my Sufik brachas.
Anytime.
So, Paskin can bring that down. They bring that down, but Sufik brachas is a makom to be Sumich on hero, Erechanami. I should mention that, but my point is simply that lechatchila tzorch levarach b'kol. You have to make a bracha b'kol. I had Rabbeim who, besides this Rabbi Rabinowitz, who was really probably extraordinary in that respect, but I had several Rabbeim. I'm into stalking, and anyway, so I saw these Gedolei Yisrael, how they made brachas. I don't know if I should mention specific names. Maybe I should. Maybe I could. Not sure. Certainly, Rosh Hashanah Zalman Auerbach was a good example of that. I saw him many times, and I used to visit him once a week for a year and a half. L'shagetz haseichel shelo. You know, he had nothing better to do except deal with this nitwit fellow who apparently decided to make his life miserable. Anyway, so he was very makpid to make brachas. Every word was uttered. Mamish be'kavana. I never saw anything come out like it. I had, I'm telling you, Hagoyin of Hershel Shechtish, the Brother Chaim Arukim, also was pretty medactic how he davens and how he says Bechas Hamazon. And okay, so b'di'evit, person, let's say I said a bracha, b'ninua hapeh. I observe the Talmidim around me. That's what they do. They, it's like Raksal Seh Nois, the Kerala Yishamea, the Makayim that Pasuk. Anyway, so that's what they do. That's how they make brachas. So of course, you probably a Yotze. Again, as I said, as Rabbi Penner said, I mean, you have to say it phonetically. Maybe I should mention a few other things. Wow, I had a whole thing with a wonderful Rav, I think he's in Mishkafayim, going to Chaim Eisenstein. You know, I have ongoing discussions and all kinds of topics. He has some Chassidish stuff over there. I don't know where that comes from. He tells me he comes from Chassidim and Gedol Yisrael, down the way he does. I don't know what he's talking about. But anyway, B'kitzah, so the I showed him in Shavosh and Minog Ashkenaz that he says the Shem Hashem incorrectly, and he's could be in that Yetze with his davening. That's what I told him. Anyway, B'kitzah, so there's an issue with the Ado, you know, the Chelam, you know what I'm talking about? Everything is oy, 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 oy. Adoy, adoy, moy, shoy, poy, something like that. I'm not familiar with that terminology. I rabbeim, litvish rabbeim, I learned by in the yeshiva. None of them daven like that. He said Rabbi Levinson davens like that. Kachu Amali. So I showed him a whole chapter in Shoshim Minog Ashkenaz. It's about 5 volumes. I read it in my spare time. So anyway, he has a whole chapter on this topic where he's very, very medactic. He claims I was the original. I mean, I'm not going to go into the Chassam Sefer Rebbe and the Havar HaSfaradid, which is probably...
How, no?
Yeah, that's correct. They what do you call the Germans? Okay, there's a lot to say, but many people say Aleph Dalet Hashem Hashem with the Shvo. That's completely wrong. And even the Ado, which they don't pronounce properly, it's also wrong. And again, you say Nai with a Patach, it means my master, and doesn't refer to a divine name. Adonai, the psukim that we just read, of course, Gemara and Shavuos, and the Rabbeinu Bechaya, famous Rabbeinu Bechaya. So even the Americans of Ravnikim, I assume you're probably familiar with them, they're very medactic. The Davim have Rasvar Adit, but the Shem Hashem, they Davka, because Rabbeinu Bechaya, they're makpid to say Davka in the proper kind of way with the commas. I'm not talking about Sfaradim. Sfaradim are a separate zan. So they're a completely separate zan, separate halacha, separate genius. Anyway, so they have their own set of halachas, and I'm not here. Talking about Ashkenazim. People grew up in Ashkenazic. They should be careful to pronounce Hashem Hashem with the komatz in sync with our tradition. And this is quoted by the Hartzvi, Hapsif HaSafrank, Frank Alanga Tshuva, also quoted by Ben Bechayim. And also the Sugyan Shvua is very famous. The Rashi, actually, comments on everybody in last week's Pasha of Ayera. And the Fiyan Yisdaiti, I told... I'm friendly with the Sfaradi Dayan. So I told him, even he should say the Shem Hashem with the Komatz. He told me, David, Ishtagata? No, Ishtagata. Yecholot Shata Ishtagata. Because of that, anyway, so this is a whole deal into itself, so it's good to look into this. He discusses this also. He has a sefer, Hagoyin of Schoenberg, called Tuk Tam Badas. So he has a lot of, that man has Meiser Ravs that no one else in the entire world has. Yesh, makom ladun b'havei ma'aser rav shelo, that's for sure. It's also like the Sefer Sori Ameya. You probably read the Sefer in your spare time. It's about 10 volumes by Maimon, the first side of the Torah that it's a cell. He also has got stories all over the place, but he confused this one with that one. It's very fascinating how what people have. But so he has, Rav Shlomach has ma'aser rav, which is Nerev Oyam. He's goy nadir. And well, you can talk to him, he speaks English. So anyway, he's an Englishman, a proper Englishman. So he also has in Tuv Tam Badas, I forgot, I think in Vayera Dafka, and that pasuk. He had a discussion how the Shem Hashem should be pronounced. Okay, I think they say Rabbi Yashir was Mekel. He's always welcome to Hawkdale. You know, the Kriyas HaTorah, I don't know if you're familiar. So Rabbi Soloveitchik was so machmir, Havar Ashkenazis, Norman Katz, Chen Lebracha, read Kriyas HaTorah for the Rav in Boston. He was a professor of mathematics, and Chen Lebracha, Avi Katz, his son is in Teaneck, maybe you know who that is, Avi Katz. Anyway, so he was very, very medactic. I knew him from St. Louis for 3 years when I lived in St. Louis, from 81 to 84, and he also spoke Hebrew fluently. But he learned for the Rav. only Rav Ashkenazi, the Rav held Makif. Partially Kuva, Hashem Zalman was more Neitzel the Hakel, Kach Shemati Mi Nevinsol Shlita. And the truth is that we're living in a world where it's one big confusion, as you undoubtedly know. No one has any minhagim. It's all one big bilbo, one skullduggery after the next. Anyway, but kids, so the what happens is, as a result, is that there's total mamisha, complete chaos and total confusion. But these issues, you should be medactic. So we have to, that's what I try to teach young Talmidim, that Ad Nus, it means he's the master, the owner of creation. Elohim, of course, is the, Hashem is the Mokra, Gvura, Minasadin. Ramban writes photosynthesis, comes from Elohim. And the Shem Elohim and the Perek Alpha, Perek Beis, Rishis, Rabbi Soloveitchik's famous typology, the two prokim, and it came out every single article, and every single essay that he wrote, every single drasha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Yochel, that he has this mastery of the universe, and the Shem Havaya, Hoya Hoya V'Yia. And so a person has to be careful how you pronounce the, there's a cute sefer that I got as a bar mitzvah person. Lukud Mariach. What a cute sefer. You ever saw that sefer? Mamish, I don't know, you probably have nothing to do with yourself. You're too busy. I read this one because I have nothing to do with myself all day. So the Kudim Aryach, I read it in my Bar Mitzvah, in five volumes. Didn't understand most of it, but he has a lot of discussion on this issue of pronunciation of the Shem Hashem. And it's amazing, if you look in Achronim, that... Rav Soloveitchik, I think he brings it also. Rav Lapiansky has a beautiful sefer on Tfilah, two-volume sefer in Hebrew. Rabbi Ifra uses it, I see in the morning, so I actually bought it, and then I read the whole sefer and about the Ben Hazmanim. So he there points out something very fascinating also regarding Adon Olam, as I said. Maybe if you have Kavanah then, for the Shem Hashem, at that point, then it works for the whole davening, even though you don't have specific Kavanah, feed Shem Hashem that you mentioned. Okay, he brings it from Dole Achreinim, such svaras like that, but certainly one has to pronounce Hashem Hashem in the proper kind of way. And you have also an Isra of Hashem Shemayim Levatolah. There you got to be careful. That's what we were talking about in the Safi Brachas. So what do you do? So other, by the way, the other eight says to hear from somebody else or, you know, to find other eight besides Hero.
What if you're not chayiv in the Bracha? Or,
no, but in case of Safi, as I said, either from someone else. What was that?
Arach HaShulchan's Laz Heter.
Yeah, yeah. That's, he has a Laz Heter, also Arach HaShulchan. Arach HaShulchan is fascinating. These areas also. But I'm just, my point is simply that you have to be careful. And I hear people saying Ado Shem. That's also a very popular pronunciation. People don't know how to daven properly. We have a problem in the Kollel in the Yeshiva. Rabbi Miller, Agoyin Adov Miller Shlita, and his compatriot, Rabbi Mann, he should be blessed. He's Makbid boy, I'm telling you, Kalkavachamur, which is good. So no one can daven. That's why we have a separate minion, because otherwise we won't be able to function. We won't be able to daven. So it's very nice for them to be, so medaktik and meduktuk. And at the end of the day, anyway, most of Avrechem daven on minion anyway, because it's later. So the so we did them a favor, Mazakas Arabim, as we always are. Anyway, so, but this is a big machlok is what to do. How you mechanich people, young people, should you be.
So what do you do about the people who say Atov Kilo Chalu Rachamecha? They don't want
his
rachamim to be
chal. Yeah, but it's not. I can give you 40 examples of that. How people say the davening, put it together. That's the problem with the Kalbach. The whole Kalbach basically, essentially, turns the davening upside down. That's the story of the Kalbach. My father was opposed to it because of that. Kalbach is a fine fellow. I heard him when I was in Israel. He came for a summit to learn. Louis Shukup, Mamashit Iliotzim. he learned with a famous person from the yeshiva. I'm mentioning his name right now. Anyway, they have a chabuz together. So, but the problem is, I'm not saying he himself was clearly not just a Yodei Sefer, a Talmid Chacham, but people who sing as the Gunim, they turn everything upside down. So what's the value of that? I'm asking. Because it sounds good, because it's nice singing. So in my shul now, they agree, I agreed, the Rav agreed, I think I know him, he agreed to have Kalbach once a year. They used to have more. But Mamish Kalamay Sigurah. Anyway, but people like it. Asma, therefore. People like it. They enjoy it. Who says davening is for enjoyment? Abu Shtetas. Anyway, davening is to be a sense of proper yireh. If it brings to more Yashamayim, but they claim it does, especially with young people. Okay, so I come from a different world and a different, shall we say, planet, and I have different perspectives on this matter. My point here is just to stress this Shem Hashem concept that one has to be, especially in the context of brachas and the like, Someone asked me that today. Young man asked me, "What happens?" He says to me, "If I start saying the bracha bracha to Hashem, and for some reason he told me I can't complete the bracha, or I realize that I don't need the bracha, I just stop saying the bracha. what should I do?" So of course you say Lamdeni Chukecha. That's what he was not aware of, the halacha. Good, so I'm happy I showed it to him. That's in Tehillim over there, Kufi Test. So that's a positive bracha to Hashem Lamdeni Chukecha. And but if a person says a pasuk b'shem Musa that hasn't the Shem Hashem, so then that's all right. The person can do that. That's a din shalom. That's also in Reish Rav, I believe. He used to be there. One second. Here it is. Not al pri biyado l'achlo. Uverich alo. V'nof al miyado v'nevar al nimas. Tzorach l'achzu l'varich. Af al pi shehoyo me'osa amin l'fan av yosik shebech al rishon. V'tzorach l'om v'baruch shen k'chusi alo v'vayla shahotzi shem shamayla v'atol. V'im amak shenofal. Baruch ato Hashem v'lomar elokeinu. Yisayim yom v'la nini chukach she'inir k'kori pasuk. En kamotzi shem shamayla v'atol. As long as the entire pasuk is not called shem shamayla v'atol. So, again, this is, as I said, a person said, but let's say he said, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu. What's the din? Here you don't really have an Eitzah of Lamdeni Chukecha. The Pasuk says, Baruch Atah Hashem Lamdeni Chukecha, not Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu. Kuf Yutesh, so take a look over there, Lamdeni Chukecha. So then you say, Baruch Shekhar Chusi Elam Boya, to Misak in the Matzah, and that's what he mentions over here. I tell you, the people ask me all this time, and I tell you, what I'm doing, COVID. Wow, there are a lot of psalkim Rav Shach that maybe you're familiar with them. I'm not so familiar with his psalkim. He has a lot of very fascinating psalkim in many, many areas. He's here now. What's his name? Rabbi Leibowitz. So he quotes a lot of the psalkim of Rav Shach, which are... people asked me during the COVID, so I was out of commission. I was in my house, basically, for a year and a half. That's when I spoke to the Mechaber, the warmth and the radiance. He should write the Sefer then. Anyway, so that's what he did. Anyway, so the... there, the question is, could I be an aide on a Zoom at an aide Kedushin? Can I make a bracha on a Zoom? Can I play a recording of Psukim containing the Shem Hashem? Can I play the videotape? There are people who like to hear, generally, I assume people are married over here, so wives like to hear videotapes of the chuppah, where the rabbi recites the bracha, and they hear it 2,800 times. Maybe that's the Gemara Chagiga, Chazir 101 times. Asher, okay, and adome mea prokim mea pomim mea pom va'achas. Anyway, because no, I'm just being cute. Anyway, so the I don't know if I have a video of my wedding. I doubt it. I don't think we have such a thing. And I did see a few pictures that my wife showed me a few times after misamecha. That's the extent of it. Anyway, so the this is all discussed by all the poskim shalayom. I'm sure you're. The question is again: if I hear a haklata, the Shem Hashem, it's not called the bracha batola. This is Rabbi Abrick's area. I'm sure. That the problem is, and this is Achreinim have a field there. Rabbi Shas Chubas about this. If it's educational purposes or non-educational purposes, then the Paskim are more mako. I told someone that hearing a videotape of the chuppah, turn off the sound. Don't hear the sound. Just watch the pictures. That's what they want anyway. So that's the key. You don't hear the sound, so then maybe you don't enter this shaila. They found that to be a little bit out there. Sound is very critical, and somehow it adds to the entire ambience of the event. Even if, for example, there are a lot of tshuvas about the topic of shemas that are encountered while studying Torah. You know, people are so makpid. Shana Al student, he doesn't say the Shema Shema, he sings miros. Wow, what a bal madrega. Except every other time he says the Shema Shema, kacha b'tzura chavshit mod, but somehow, with miros, he's very makpid not to say the Shema Shema. I think you could say it one time, as long as you don't say it 68 times, the refrain, when you're singing the refrain so many times. Otherwise, I think there's a tzorech, probably a tzorech habracha. But again, all these shailas are discussed. I'm studying Gemara, and the Gemara calls a pasuk. Do I say the Shem Hashem?
Yeah,
outright.
You can.
Yeah, the chura. I mean, there's no requirement to pronounce the Shem Hashem as written, but there's no requirement to use a substitute. This guy's by Amesha and Chayod, the Mishael, the Yaibitz. I mean, there's a whole litany of tshuvas that talk about all these issues. So I think, but some people had a Rebbe that he substituted the pronunciation of Hashem when he studied Gemara. Whatever pasuk was quoted, he used, I don't want to mention it's a Rebbe in Yeshiva, but he was very didactic regarding that matter. I saw also in the stipend, the Karen Dagarta, he also has such a such a svara. I'm not sure what the svara is. That I mean, the whole idea of pronouncing the Shem Hashem is to preserve the wholeness of the pasuk. Kol pasuk lo paskim meisa another paskina, and kol parsha paskim meisa another paskina. And then most paskim quote in the Gemara, most pesukim are incomplete. So mele, there's no advantage to pronouncing the.
That was only said by leaning anyway.
Okay, erechanam. So after by kriyas hatar, you're saying. As opposed to, yeah. I mean, the problem is when you teach children. So I have grandchildren, and so now what do you do? Again, reciting brachas. That's also in Mishnah Berurah. Again, a lot of discussion. That should be where. I'm not sure.
Teaching children second.
Yeah, we're talking about teaching children. Resh Tesvav.
Yeah.
So Resh Tesvav here. The Mishnah Berurah also discusses that. This is going on the what says above. I should read the whole thing. Hashomei echad miyisom bevarich achad mikol habrachos al bishul shama kula mitchlasu v'atzifa al bishen lechay b'osav bracha chay v'lano sachar v'avamein im hayam bevarich habikoros hakusi otinok hayogodol v'shina matvei habrachos einein achar v'avamein. So he mentions here tinok. That's among the items that ain't on there achar v'avamein. So, means a child's making a bracha for the purpose of learning. So, unless he's making a bracha before he's eating, that's what's mentioned here. This again, then you're allowed to teach brachas ketikunan al b'shem b'vachlan v'atala, says Mechaber, b'shas halimut. Al b'shoshem b'vachlan d'zores atzvam, he's going to make a bracha on an apple. That also, so the problem is that a child studying the Torah for his bar mitzvah can recite the bracha entirely without reciting Hashem. Many children suffer a kind of, I would say, needless embarrassment reciting the bracha incorrectly of their bar mitzvah by substituting Hashem. This issue is in my shul, the Rav Zatzal, according to Chaim Zev, in other words, Zatzal. It was very, very makpid. Every bar mitzvah boy is tested before they learn publicly. Wow. It was, and we have two or three bali kriya who are medaktek, lo yu'uma ki yusupa. So I don't know this. So I actually teach my grandchildren, about four or five of them were bar mitzvah my shul in the last 3.5 years. And so I taught them. So I also became, because I had no choice, I had to be, unfortunately, a very, very, I won't call it harsh, but very medactic with them, and but then I have a solution. I just drop shekels in their pocket. So it works wonders. It's really amazing how you can bribe them beyond belief. So that's what I do. So it's all bribery. That's what the whole door is based on, bribery. Everything shalom lishma, everything lekabel pras, amanasa kabel pras. Without that, you don't learn. There's no tachlis to it. Anyways, I'm just saying that when a child attains the age of 13, he can't say the Shem Hashem. But till now, Hashem, Hashem, Hashem. And then this guy, laying in Ashul, he just kept saying Hashem. And they kept correcting him. Hashem. And they kept correcting him. Wow, it was very, very, very mind-boggling, very embarrassing, and very difficult for me to handle it. I didn't know what to do. I think he says, Rav Moshe Netshuva, he writes that you want to assist an adult, the Bali Tshuva, I also have Bali Tshuva in my shul, and you want to assist an adult reciting a bracha by pronouncing the Yiddish word of the bracha, including the Shem Hashem, that's permissible. He says you're allowed to do that. And that's what many people do. They also are involved with that. Okay, I think I'm going to stop because I have to actually meet someone at 11:15, so I apologize. Otherwise, I would just go on my very way. But I hope it was all right, and Halavai Hashem should bless you all. Have a slacha and everything you do.
I was just going to say, when your brother was concerned about no